name is Lyric Klasky. I'm a general manager of two radio stations in Portage, Wisconsin, an AM and an FM.
And Lyric, you attended a live version of a seminar that I do entitled How to Attract, Hire, and Keep Sales Superstars.
We did.
And I've been talking to quite a few people who have attended some version of that seminar, and almost all of them, I'm asking this question, which will sound odd. Before the seminar started, seriously and realistically, without worrying about my feelings, how high were your expectations? I mean, did you really think you were going to be exposed to new revolutionary techniques and principles of attracting, hiring, and keeping sales superstars?
Definitely not.
Okay.
I mean, you know, not brand new ideas. The owner of the station is also my sister, and she's been in radio for like 12, 14 years, so I grew up with it. So I didn't think there were too many more ideas that she wouldn't have told me already. So, but I was wrong.
So at best, then, maybe you were hoping, maybe figured it'd be a review of stuff you already knew and kind of remind you of things that you hadn't thought about for a while?
Yeah, and maybe a couple new things, but not like it was.
Okay, it sounds like, from what you said, that you were at least a little surprised. What was the most surprising aspect of the seminar?
How the ideas that you gave us for hiring sales superstars were nothing that we have ever thought about before, but yet when we think back to one that we had hired, you hit the nail on the head, and we would have never, I mean, and now I know interviewing what to do, and it's pretty amazing. It's you know, it just really surprised me that you really, everything was to a T, but we would have never realized it before had we not come to your seminar.
Did you say two people that you've hired since the seminar, or that you had hired previously?
We hired one previously, but we didn't know, you know, we knew that she was great, but like, we didn't do all that interviewing process that you had done.
Okay.
She is a sales superstar, and we wouldn't have known that beforehand. And then, yes, I've hired one since.
Okay, so before you were lucky, you got somebody who did fit the psychological profile of a sales superstar, and you didn't realize it at the time.
That's correct.
You found out, and this is what most sales managers do. They hire lots of people and throw them out on the street, and 90% of them don't work out, and some of them, you know, some of them are good and they stay. But would you agree with the suggestion that if you know what to look for in the interview, you can save yourself a lot of grief?
Oh gosh, yes, lots and lots, definitely. I mean, even just the beginning stages that you taught us make it so I don't even have to waste time doing interviews. The phone call that I get, I know if they're going to even be worth my time coming in to interview.
You know, I have not written the description of this seminar to sell the sales copy, so to speak, and so I don't know exactly what I'll say. But if in the sales copy I were to say, you will be able to tell during the initial phone call whether or not the person is even worth talking to, that during the initial phone call you will immediately be able to identify 90% of the people who shouldn't be, who wouldn't work for you, I'm guessing people wouldn't believe it. It sounds too easy, and it is easy. It is easy, but what about the very first time you followed that process? Were you a bit nervous about it?
Very, but it certainly worked amazingly, and it did surprise me. The first person answered all the questions perfectly, and I set up an interview time. The next one, some of the answers I got, what stage, you know, will I be on?
well, that's interesting because, the first person passed the screening process, so at that stage, you probably weren't yet convinced that this was of any value, because the biggest value of this is screening out, of the screening process,
yes,
is making sure you don't waste your time interviewing people who are inappropriate, and the first one got through, so you're probably thinking, wow, that sounded good in the seminar room, but apparently everybody's going to pass the screening process.
Yeah.
But the second one didn't.
No, and I would say probably about 20 of them didn't, and probably five of them passed the initial stage, but most of them did not. I mean, you'd ask them the question, and they would have no clue.
If 20 of them ended up not having interviews scheduled, don't you regret not spending an hour or two with each of those 20 people?
Not at all.
I mean, because you probably have nothing better to do, right?
Oh, gosh, no. I just love to sit around and do interviews. I don't have time, you know, to sit and do all of that. So it was very nice to make it so I didn't waste my time on somebody that would have wasted my time, and I know that right in that initial phone call.
Was there anything else about what you learned that you found different, surprising, and especially useful?
Yes, telling us how to keep the superstar with ideas, their ideas, and what to do with them and everything else has made a big difference for one of our superstars with keeping her up, you know, upbeat and continuing on. So.
A lot of people have been giving me that feedback, which actually surprised me. I mean, I know that it works, of course, but I thought that that everyone would focus on, wow, they couldn't believe they were able to attract a superstar and they were able to pick them out. But a lot of people are talking about how to keep somebody, if you already have somebody good on your staff, somebody great, that is, really how to keep them. And it's been pointed out that these can be high-maintenance people.
Yes.
So they're not, and this is part of the psychological profile, they're not just like your average salesperson, are they?
No. Oh, gosh, no. Not at all. I was on vacation for 3 days, and I came back with more contracts than I could even enter because of my sales superstar and just allowing her to do the things that you had talked about in your seminar, you know, her ideas and everything else. She took them and she flew with them, though we didn't think they were the best, you know. So.
But you made her prove it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think this is a good point. It, in the spirit of full disclosure, we should warn people, based on what you just said, if any sales manager is considering getting this audio seminar, they should understand that they might have to deal with the problem of having too many new orders and having to enter them into the books and schedule them.
Yeah, that's such a big
so, problem. Yeah. if I were a manager hearing this, I think that would convince me not to go for it.
Too many clients, it really gets too rough.
Yeah, well, and plus then you have more bookkeeping and you a higher tax bracket, everything.
Yeah, your deposits, you know, they count for more because there's more checks on them.
Yeah, and you might have to go to the bank more often, come to think of it, you know, to make deposits. This I think would be a terrible mistake for any sales manager to get this package. I'm glad you're warning them off it.
Yes.
Were there any surprises during the five out of 30 who passed the phone screening process? Which we should tell people the phone screening process is very easy and very fast. So 25 of them you knew within a minute or less, probably within 30 seconds,
mm-hmm.
whether they deserved an interview.
Yeah.
The five that came in for interviews, were there any surprises there? I'll just leave it at that. Were there any surprises? What was it like?
It was pretty interesting. One of them, they actually annoyed me, but they were exactly what you had said and, you know, did very well, and they actually ended up getting a better offer from a bigger radio station in the Madison area.
Ooh.
So, but, you know, they hit the nail on the head, and it was really surprising once they come in to say the things that you had told us and to see the reactions, and, you know, just, I actually had one of them even really get mad at me. Really mad at me. And that was like, okay, you want to be hired today.
and was that the one who got the better job offer, or did you? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you've raised a couple of really good points. And one, I'll try to allay some fears of people hearing this. Although this is a radically different interviewing style and method, at no time, and part of the phase is actually called attack, at no time do you belittle the person, do you make them, do you treat them disrespectfully, do you try to make them uncomfortable, but some people get mad simply because they're not used to being asked these kinds of personal questions in an interview, and of course we're not talking about the kinds of personal questions that the law prohibits you to ask, but normally, I mean, most people come in for an interview with their answers rehearsed. Okay, when she says, why did you leave your last position, I should say this. When she says, what are your three best attributes, I should say this, you know. And then you ask them questions that sound like you're from another planet.
Yep. I had one girl just look at me like, what is going on? And she really had a hard time answering them. She was just like, this is the weirdest interview I've ever been on. You know, and I said, well, I'm just trying to get to whether or not you're the superstar I'm looking for.
Yeah, and I'll bet you did not hire her.
No. The one I hired broke down in tears and laughter and stories and everything else. It was quite an interview.
You know, I know that when we take all these calls and we, you know, put them on a tape or a CD or stream them online, I know I'll be including what you just said. And because at least one other person said something very similar, talked about somebody who interviewed who broke down into tears, I know there have to be people hearing this thinking, what in the world are they doing? And why? What is wrong with these people who think it's good that someone broke down in tears in a job interview? It sounds like a cult.
Yeah.
You know? But you're right. For the right prospects, in the seminar, I think what I actually said to you was, don't be surprised if they get misty-eyed during the interview. And it's not because you're making them feel bad. It's because for the first time in their professional lives, in a job interview, you're not looking at their resume. You're not asking them questions you got out of a book. You're sitting down and saying, I want to get to know you.
Yeah.
You know, just show me I want to get to know your best side, because I don't want to make a mistake for either of us. You know? And so I really will be intrigued to see how many emails I get from people saying, if you think I'm going to invest in a program that has me reducing people to tears, you're crazy. But the good news is she got hired.
Yes.
And she's been producing.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I would have, you know, obviously we paid to come to the WBA conference, but I would have paid a lot more to do your seminar, because the amount that we learned from you has just been amazing and helped our company so much. And it's only been since, when did we go, February? So it's only been January.
January.
Okay, so it's only been like 2.5-3 months, and what we've accomplished in that short amount of time because of what you taught us has been very, very worth our while.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you or we haven't touched upon that you'd like to bring up?
I don't think so. I mean, the main thing that I'd say is that we were very, very impressed. And even with your idea about the newspaper, I think that was our best thing.
We
never thought about it before. That surprised us, and I know it caused a lot of people to talk, you know, I'm not going to do that, but it turned out to work wonderfully for us, and we will continue to do it the way that you taught us to do it.
Is it safe to say that the ad itself is radically different from recruitment ads?
Yeah, I even had one of my sales reps who worked here already say, if I saw that ad, I'd be very afraid to answer it.
Well, and I don't want to put that...
That made me too happy.
Well, yeah, and you haven't identified that person, so don't say anything to identify even the gender, but is that person a sales superstar?
No.
That's the key. I mean, this is not hyperbole. When I say how to attract, hire, and keep sales superstars, I don't mean how to find average people. I mean how to find the one person, possibly two, who individually will outsell the rest of the station combined. And that person won't be scared off by that ad.
Yes.
But everyone else will.
Yep.
So you gave the ad copy to the newspaper ad rep. Did they have any reactions at all?
Well, yeah. They first of all said, well, we need to know what this person's doing. And the ad says it very clearly. You know, I mean, sell advertising, you know?
Right.
So I'm like, well, it says it. Well, this just isn't the same. We're not quite sure how to do this. I'm like, put it in the sales section. It's a sales, you know, I'm a recruiter. I'm trying to hire somebody for sales. Yeah, but it's not the same. Well, no, it's different. You better believe it. You know? They actually had to have a manager call me back because I thought it was so different. They weren't so sure it was clear enough.
Wow. And what's funny is this is the most clear. How could we be more clear?
Well, that's when she called me back. I'm like, it's very clear. It says everything. You know, every single word we used it word for word, and it said everything, and it worked perfectly for us.
That's what I mean. We go so far out of our way in this ad to be explicit, to say this: we're only looking for a certain kind of person, and here's the kind of person, and if that's you, here's what to do, and here's what the job is. So they would have been happier. I guess they just found it very suspicious and strange that the ad didn't say radio advertising, radio account exec wanted.
Yes, exactly. You
know, that would have made them happy.
Yeah, and maybe they were jealous that they didn't get that ad for a newspaper sales rep.
Hadn't thought of that. And so you put the ad in, and the newspaper had reacted as though you were crazy.
Yes.
in-house, the person who said, boy, I'd be scared by that ad, that was probably after the ad came out, or did that person see it before? Okay.
They saw it when I was about, I faxed it to the newspaper, and I put it through my fax machine for it to be, you know, in the paper, and they grabbed it from the fax. I'm like, what is this? And I explained, and they're like, whoa, man, I would never answer to that. That would scare me.
Okay, so.
I went, oh, no, that scares me.
Okay, so the newspaper had grave doubts about the wisdom of running this particular ad.
Yes.
One of your salespeople saw it ahead of time and thought it was a bad idea. At that point, you know, did you start to doubt?
No.
Really?
I didn't, because your seminar had blown the owner of the station and me so much away that we trusted you 100%. So, to be honest, no, I didn't, because we were very excited after your seminar. You made us believe it.
Well, I'm really thrilled and relieved to hear that it didn't let you down, that the ad did work.
Yeah.
And that's why I keep saying to people again and again, don't take my word for it. Please just try it. You know, like, it's a radically different ad. Just try it.
Yeah.
And the telephone screening techniques are radically different. Don't take my word for it. Just try it. Even though you'll be nervous the first time. And certainly in the live interview, which is, as you indicated, is so different from any other job interview.
Yeah.
But I guess the good news is for the wrong person, if somebody gets past the phone screening process, makes it to a live interview, and they're the wrong person, you learn that pretty quickly. And
yeah.
And you end the interview.
You just don't waste your time.
Yes.
That's the nicest part.